Welcome back. Weekend kickoff. ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM, brought to you by Vegas Discount Nutrition. Five locations around the valley. All your nutrition and supplement needs, head on over to Vegas Discount Nutrition. And they have great deals all week long. But remember, on the weekends, they frequently have even other special stuff going on. So head on over there and check it out. Vegas Discount Nutrition, five locations. Get in shape, stay in shape, whatever you need. They will put you on the right track or keep you on the right track. Ballpark Frank, Armando Vasquez sitting in today. April Fool's Day to everybody out there. Don't let somebody fool you. I'm out of here. I'm on my way to Santa Anita, hoping I can pick some ponies and I don't become a fool by losing all my money out there, but it might be worth it just to get out of town for a day or two anyhow. Lots of other things going on this weekend, Armando.
Yes.
And because Phil's a big fan, but couldn't make it today.
No.
He wanted, I don't know what the hell he's doing. He didn't tell me. He doesn't have to. He's a grown man.
Yes. He's not here.
And he doesn't care about me.
There you go.
But Phil is a big wrestling fan. You are a big wrestling fan.
Yes.
I used to be a wrestling fan. I still watch it sandal surfing here and there, but sometimes it's just, ugh. Sometimes I just can't stand it today. But
and sometimes
in honor of April Fool's Day.
Sometimes you still go to live events with us. Come on, Frank.
In honor of April Fool's Day and in honor of the biggest event of the year every year in wrestling, it is their Super Bowl of Wrestling.
Tomorrow evening.
Let's talk a little WWE WrestleMania.
Yes.
33. And before we get to the card, I printed this out earlier today because here's a couple of the rumors of things that might happen.
Yes.
Tomorrow night. At WrestleMania. Maybe you've heard these. Maybe you haven't. The SmackDown version of the Tag Team Championship changed hands last Tuesday.
Yes.
But it's not currently being defended on the card. Will something happen with the new Tag Team Champions at WrestleMania?
With the Usos? No, I can't see that happening. But who knows? I mean, maybe in the pre-show.
You know that we have a match going on a little, both genders in the match, with what is it? Cena and his girlfriend, Nikki Bella.
Yes, and then The Miz and Maryse.
Well, there is rumor that this is the match after it's all said and done that John Cena will be taking a knee and proposing to Nikki Bella.
They're out of their minds. That's not going to happen.
I'm just reading what I printed out here because I have no idea what could or couldn't happen.
That would be interesting. That would make my daughters feel real happy, but no.
All right. We know one of the big matches is AJ Styles against Shane McMahon.
Oy.
Rumor out there that they might make some alterations to the match before it happens, including possibly false count anywhere, no holds barred, or other things that they might do to spice up this match even more.
Well, we have to get a crazy spot out of Shane somewhere or somehow. There's no cell, there's no cage, there's no that leaves the Titantron. So something has to happen outside of the ring. So it, you know.
And then one that I will be shocked of if we don't see it in some way, shape, or form. Samoa Joe, who is not on the card, will somehow make an appearance and do something at WrestleMania. Whether it be interfering in somebody's match or whatever.
Well, I mean,
Samoa Joe is going to be there.
Well. Samoa Joe's either going to make himself known, make an appearance between the Triple H Seth Rollins match, or who knows? Maybe he'll jump into the Battle Royal and win that just out of the blue, which I can't see happening. But then again, you never know.
All right, so those are some of your WrestleMania 33
rumors. Oh, you forgot the big
one:
Brock Lesnar and Goldberg.
Okay, well that match is happening.
Yes.
So what's the rumor?
The rumor? Well, Goldberg, I'm assuming, is not coming back. This is it for him. This is his last hurrah.
Well, as is it for another person that we'll talk about on the card here in a little bit.
I mean, it's Maybe. We don't know that yet.
Well, again, but that's what I'm saying. These are rumors because we don't know.
No. But, I mean, with Goldberg, I mean, if he comes back, well, there's no reason for him to come back and do another match. And there's no reason for them to.
Well, he's only on these because of somebody on the EA Sports games and stuff like that, that they got him back in the mix.
Yeah.
He was retired a long time ago.
Yeah, but do you hear the people cheering for him?
I mean, well, of course I do, because he was somebody that they used to like, and he had a personality and stuff. It's a way for them to go, bring back the old days when this stuff didn't suck.
It doesn't suck now. It's just, I mean, it's a nice nostalgia thing. No, it doesn't.
Kind of does.
You know, and then I cannot see Brock Lesnar losing this match, but I can't.
Okay, so Brock and Goldberg, I agree with you. I think Brock Lesnar wins.
Yeah.
What about some of the other matches on the card? How about Wyatt against Randy Orton?
Well, see, now.
The teacher and the pupil.
Really? That's ridiculous.
I agree. I'm just saying the way that they're marketing
it. Yeah, no. I mean, and as it is, it's like, I feel is going to steal the show right there. I've tried not to be a fan of Bray Wyatt, but he has it, in quotes. I mean, he can take you on. He can tell a story like the old guys.
If you're Goldberg and Lesnar, are you nervous at all about following that match?
No, because that match, their matches have lasted, 5 minutes? And they've had two of them? I mean, no. They will come up with something to exceed that match. But as far from a wrestling standpoint, with Randy Orton and Bray Wyatt, oh, come on now. This is going to... that is the one I'm looking forward to the most.
What about Undertaker and Roman Reigns? If this is truly Taker's final match, and we've heard several rumors that that is the case.
But why would they say that? I don't know.
Could they possibly have Taker lose in this one?
No.
I mean, he can't lose to Roman Reigns.
Well, he can't. I mean, what people don't like to give credit where credit is due, Roman Reigns, for all the booing that he gets, he gets a great reaction, even though it's negative. He sells lots of merchandise,
Frank.
Oh,
he's one of their young stars.
Yes.
A house show that I went and saw, I don't know, a year or so, year and a half ago or whatever.
Yeah.
No, the women go crazy about him. It's one of those old cliche things. Men want to be him, women want to be with him. Yeah. So it's, I mean.
Well, and the kids, I mean, they all have their Roman Reigns t-shirts. They all have their little vests and things. I mean,
I mean, personally, I think Roman Reigns should be the one fighting Brock Lesnar, and then they could just say,
They did that already.
No PEDs barred. Just my opinion.
It already happened there, Frank, 2 years ago.
Yeah, but they didn't market it that way.
No, they didn't. No, you're right. You're right.
But anything else that you're looking forward to on this card?
But the Rollins and Triple H in a non-sanctioned match, whatever the hell that means. But.
Yeah. Because that's how they get in the ring and they get on the card, is that it's not sanctioned and okay by Vince and the organization.
Yeah. So, but
by the way, you in section 304, you want to come on down here? Yeah. Why don't you fight this guy over here in section? Come on, man. It's sanctioned, but again, it's, you know what? It is what it is.
Yeah.
It's sports entertainment, and the one thing that you will never hear me do is bag on these guys and say that they're not athletes.
Yes.
Is it choreographed? Yes. Are the outcomes predetermined?
Yes.
Absolutely. But are these guys unbelievable athletes and in phenomenal physical condition and shape and endurance and everything else? They're on the road over 300 days a year, beating the hell out of each other. That's why so many of them get addicted to painkillers and everything else, so they can stay in there entertaining people and getting their paycheck. Because when you don't wrestle, you don't get paid. Unfortunately, reality check. That's also why a lot of them die so damn young, because of the abuse they put their body through. So WrestleMania 33, the Super Bowl of the wrestling world, Sunday, down in Orlando, correct?
Yes, correct.
And I'm assuming you'll be watching it?
Of course. And our cheap buddy Wendell will be over at the house.
Oh, jeez. and he probably wants to know what Mary's making to eat.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, what a surprise. All right. Sandwiched around WrestleMania We have a legitimate sporting event going on this weekend. It is called the NCAA Final Four.
Wow.
I say sandwiched around because Saturday we have the semifinals. Monday we have the finals. WrestleMania is
on Sunday.
Sunday, so it's the baloney in the middle of it all.
Hey, there you go.
See? Yeah, it's a sports sandwich.
Yes.
What do you make of this Final Four? South Carolina, obviously, as close to a Cinderella as you can have. Yeah. I mean, they're a 7 seed, so it's not like they were a horrible team this year. But I don't think a lot of people knew that much about them. I still don't think a lot of people know that much about them.
I don't know much about them, but I love the way that they...
More people know about their coach, Frank Martin, than anything else about this team.
Yes.
Here's a team that I believe we were looking at up this week. I think this is their third NCAA tournament appearance.
Really?
Since like 84 or something like that. I mean, they don't even get to the tournament, let alone get to Final Fours. So this was an extreme long shot in a lot of people's mind, yet we've seen 8 seeds win the tournament.
Yes, we have.
We've seen 11 seeds play in the finals. I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibility. And although Gonzaga is a 1 seed, we've seen Gonzaga have excellent teams in the past and not necessarily get it done. Now, this is their, for all the great teams the Zags have had, and I'm sure that everybody who's a fan of mid-majors is going, let's go Zags.
Oh, yes.
They're from a mid-major conference, plus, but they're far from
they
a mid-major
every year
team.
Here in Vegas, right? Let's not forget.
But the Zags, is this the year they finally get it done? I believe most people, and I will throw myself in this group, I want to see Gonzaga in the final. I want to see what they do. And that's nothing against South Carolina. But again, I know Gonzaga more. You are kind of rooting for the little guy, even though they're certainly the big fish in the little pond of mid-majors out there.
I want to see a West Coast final there, Frank.
Mark Few and everything he's done, sticking there when he could have gone years and years ago for bigger money at a lot of different places. You have to respect him. And then being here in Las Vegas, we have the Vegas connection with a couple kids.
Yeah. That too.
So what do you make of this game? I like Gonzaga in it, but it wouldn't completely surprise me. The thing that would scare me as a Zags fan, and I'm not a Zags fan, but if I was a Zags fan, or just if, like I say, it's a team that I want to see there.
Yes.
Because they play in a pretty weak conference, I don't know how they're going to react in a big-time game if they're in a close game at the end with a team that can really D it up and get in your head and in your mind and in your face. The one thing I hope we don't see in the Final Four that we've seen too much in this tournament, please, officials, don't take it over and make some stupid calls. And if there's a replay of a call, look at the replay and make the call. Don't take 5 minutes when it's obvious what's going on and slow down the game and ruin momentum for both teams and the fans in the stadium and everybody watching on TV as well. The officiating, I think too many officials today think that people are tuning in on the TV or buying a ticket to go see them.
I hope you don't really believe that, Frank.
You
okay?
Do your best job when we don't know you're there.
Yes.
Make the calls that are fouls. Keep the game flowing, and if there's a replay, look at it, determine the outcome, and get back to the damn game, please.
Oh, yes. No, I for one, want to see Gonzaga win, because I was raised up in the area, in the Pacific Northwest. In Idaho, not Spokane, but still, been to Spokane a few times. So I want them to win.
So you only root against Gonzaga when they're playing Boise State?
Correct. Now, I would love for Oregon to upset North Carolina and have a West Coast final.
You know what a lot of people don't know about, and I touched on this earlier on the show with Seed over on Fox 1340. In the preseason polls, Oregon was actually 5th, and North Carolina was 6th in the preseason polls. Now, I know that's preseason.
Yes.
Brooks had some injuries. They lost 2 of their first 4 games, so they kind of dropped off the radar a little bit. They've still had some other injury problems as well. But it's not like the Ducks are going in there. Like when we talk about South Carolina, nobody knows them. Nobody knows them because nobody had any expectations of them, and they have no basketball history. Zero.
And they beat Duke this year, so I was very happy.
Yeah, but nobody knows them. But when it comes to Oregon, this is a pretty good team that had high aspirations, that then kind of got lost in the Pac-12 shuffle a little bit with Arizona having a good team And let's face it, UCLA with Lonzo Ball and his father shooting off his mouth all the time.
Yeah.
But people kind of forget again. The Ducks were right there with the Wildcats for the conference championship. This is a pretty good quality team. North Carolina obviously is as well.
Oh, yes.
But this game could go down to the wire. And a lot of people quite honestly think that North Carolina wouldn't even be here right now if it wasn't for a couple officials' calls in the Kentucky game. I know some Kentucky fans feel that way because they've literally made death threats against the officials in that game, which is way overboard. Wow. But that's the world we live in.
Yeah, it is.
So what are you thinking?
Something.
You want Oregon and Gonzaga. But who do you see?
We're getting Gonzaga, North Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what.
Do you wish they still had a consolation game?
No.
You know, years and years ago, there used to be a consolation game.
Yes.
I'm old enough to remember that consolation game.
Me too,
game.
Actually.
All right. So that's a little Final Four talk here. Let's keep it on the hardwood in the NBA real quick. We're going to go from the college, where they're not supposed to get paid, but oftentimes do, to the NBA, where they legitimately get paid.
Yes.
What do you make of the NBA season right now? We're hearing all this. Cleveland struggling. Look out, they're in trouble. Yeah, they're in so much trouble that they're still in first place in the Eastern Conference and have the home court going on. San Antonio.
Didn't Boston take it over for one day?
Yeah, but right now, standing-wise, they're dead even.
They're
dead even with each other.
But, and that was something that was surprising to me, you know, being a Laker fan. What? When did they get good? So I was a little surprised by Boston being...
Well, and I think part of that is because all we hear about from most of the media, ESPN, whatever you're watching or listening to, NBC Sports, Fox Sports, any blog you turn on, anytime you click on any NBA site, you hear about Cleveland and Golden State.
Yes.
And then how San Antonio is amazingly winning again like they do every single year.
Yes.
And that's pretty much what you hear. Nobody knew Boston was having a decent season.
I didn't.
San Antonio, and again, I don't know how San Antonio does it time after time after time after time. It is kind of weird this particular season because we have a situation, like you said, you didn't realize Boston was playing this well. I knew that they were close. I didn't know that they were actually tied with them. Now, part of that's because Cleveland's lost a few games. But we have more conversations going on right now about individuals than teams. Russell Westbrook.
Well, that
and
was
Harden.
Impressive. What was it? Wednesday night, a triple double scoring 57 points. That was sensational.
It is sensational. But is it MVP worthy?
I don't pay attention to James Harden. Don't pay attention to Kawhi Leonard. So it's not something that if it's not Golden State Cavaliers or the Lakers, I'm really not, you know. The Russell Westbrook, I pay attention because Kevin Durant's not there. And he's picking it up. So for me, he is the MVP, regardless of what anyone tells me.
Let me ask you this, though. When Kevin Durant had injury problems the last couple years, the games he missed, Russell Westbrook was doing the exact same thing in those games, and then KD would come back.
Yes.
Is he the MVP, or is he just taking advantage that he can really stuff the stat sheet without the other superstar there?
Well, no, that's a fair assessment. But
and when it comes to James Harden is stuffing the offensive stat sheet too. The guy doesn't play a lick of defense.
I was going to say, but he don't do anything else.
He plays zero defense. You and I play about as much defense in the NBA as James Harden
does.
Yes,
exactly.
And he has that one little move. He fakes the three. The guy makes a move at all, and then he goes into him, and he gets the call every time.
Yes.
Which I don't understand at all. So I don't know who the MVP is.
I would still say it's Russell Westbrook because he does everything.
He does do everything stat-wise, but are they winning games?
Well, again, they're not. Well, they are in the playoff run.
They're in the playoffs because 16 teams go to the playoffs. And if he's so good and so valuable, why couldn't he win more with Kevin Durant?
Well, that because Kevin Durant
demanded
it.
See, that's why, to me, and I don't have a vote, and this guy's not going to win it, To me, Kawhi Leonard is the MVP.
Well,
because
he's got a
he's
team around
doing
him.
It. He's got a team around him, but not the team, but not a superstar team necessarily.
Right.
They lose guys like Duncan, just like when Duncan took over when they lost David Robinson, the Admiral before him. Popovich is a great coach, but here's a guy, he's not constantly screaming, look at me, look at me, look at me.
Yes.
He's not stuffing the stat sheet every night. He plays defense.
Yes.
He helps other teammates and makes other teammates better. He scores points when they need him to. Kawhi, and he wins games with sometimes less around him.
Yes, yes, yes.
So I like his style of play. And then if you want to be honest about it, is there a better basketball player on the planet than LeBron James? I'm not a big LeBron James fan.
Yes.
But if you really want to be honest about who the best player in the league is, and I know it says MVP, so fine, yeah. Okay, Russell Westbrook, you're the MVP now because you're the most valuable player on your team because your team isn't as good as it used to be. Before, you weren't the MVP because there was other guys on the team as good as you. To me, MVP was always supposed to be synonymous with best player in basketball.
Yes.
I don't think that's what it's going to be this year.
No, you're right. And again, maybe it's just me growing up. You know, if he averages a triple-double the whole year, that's just something that doesn't happen.
Well, it's only happened once, and that's with Oscar Robertson.
And again, I'm not old enough to have seen
him. I didn't see that.
Yeah.
I saw Oscar Robertson play at the end when Lou Alcindor, who later became Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, when he won a championship there with the Milwaukee Bucks, and Oscar Robertson basically went on his coattails and said, let me on this team too and so I can get a title before I'm done.
Why not?
Yeah. God bless him for it. He deserved it. He was a great player.
Yes. So now everything that I've seen about him, and then when I met him here in 2007 during the NBA All-Star game, I mean, so I'm, you know.
Oh, he's a class act.
Yeah.
I mean, I like Oscar Robertson. Yeah. I think the big O is awesome.
So what he did, I'm like, okay. And then this guy who is doing something similar, and, you know, it's impressive. So, I mean, okay, regardless of his team's not going to go anywhere, it's not going to win a title, it's not, I mean.
No, it's impressive to me as well.
Yeah.
I just don't, let me ask you this real quick because we only got a couple minutes left here. Literally about 2 minutes. Do you like basketball today? Are you a basketball fan?
No.
Because I do not like the way the game is played today. And maybe I'm putting on my old man curmudgeon hat.
I'm with you there.
Physical play. I shudder to think how in a game that had the likes of Bill Russell and Wilt Chamberlain and Nate Thurman and Bob Lanier and Lou Alcindor / Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and the list goes on and on and on, I don't even know what those guys would do in the game today. They would be completely wasting their talent because they can't shoot from the three-point line.
Nope.
You want to take a shot? Get a rebound and dunk it home afterwards. Otherwise, we're not calling nothing for you. To me, it's a glorified three-point shooting contest, dunk contest. And I can't tell you how crazy it drives me when I see over and over and over again guys driving the lane. I understand you drive the lane, you got a defender on you, you kick it out for the three. That's good basketball. When you have an uncontested dunk or a layup and you still kick it out to the three on a 3-on-1 going down the court,
yes,
I want to punch my TV or throw something at it. Then I remind myself, Frank, you don't have that much money and that cost a lot of money, so well, change the channel.
Well, Frank, I mean, I can do you one better. They're coming down, they're racing down. They're on a fast break. They stop. They stop them so they can't go. They set it up. The guy is 35 feet away, and he shoots from there just for the hell of it. That, to me, is what is that? I mean, granted, it goes in sometimes, but still. I mean, that there's no skill.
No. Like I say, it's
so I'm with you.
It's a glorified. When Steph Curry took more three-pointers last year in 1 year than Larry Bird made his entire career, it's not the same game.
No, it is not.
Just my opinion. For Armando Vasquez, for Phil Devine and Terrence, who could not join us this week, I'm Ballpark Frank. Enjoy WrestleMania, the Final Four, NBA, NHL, or if you're heading out to California and you're coming to Santa Anita, say hi to me. Hopefully I'll be hanging up by the winner's circle.
There you go.
Watching my pony get his picture taken. Probably not. We're out of here. It is the Weekend Kickoff, brought to you each and every week by Vegas Discount Nutrition. See you.